for details on current and upcoming shows, and stop by the gallery on Points Avenue right next to the Wareham.
And Kathy Dawes again, along with Manhattan Catholic Schools Administrator Scott Holzhoff, Flint Hills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald, and again, end of the year approaching, and time to just stop, even though I know it's just only halfway through your school year, so this always kind of hits wrong when it comes to schools. But Scott, I know you're still in the midst of construction. It's been a big year for that for you at Manhattan Catholic Schools.
Yes, that's correct. This last summer, we just completed phase two, which is a majority of the project that we have. We replaced in the elementary building, most of the ceilings, put in LED lighting. We put in new flooring and entranceway, which is quite stunning. We put in HVAC, AC and heat in the classrooms. And in the Lucky building, we did the ceiling and lighting, and then both buildings got repainted. So it's a brand new look for us. It's pretty awesome. This summer, we're going to start the project of phase three, which is one more wing of the buildings, and then our elementary gym is going to get a new floor and new lighting and paint. If we have enough money, then we're going to start flooring in the Lucky building as well. Some of the rooms have been redone, but we still have that. We've been on this project for, this is our seventh year, from starting committees to finally seeing it through. So it's been fun and exciting, but tiring at times. But we're excited about finishing up the project this summer.
You probably learned more about construction than you ever really wanted to know.
Yes, I have. Then nothing's ever as cheap as you think it's
going to be. There's always little challenges along the way.
There is.
Talking to other people who've been through major projects, I know that to be the case. Well, and I know, Tim, you continue to really look to the future, and I'll let you kind of share with us what this last year has been like for you as you look toward the distant future.
Well, of course, last spring we went through our reaccreditation and was notified that we passed that, and so we're accredited for the next 5 years. And we've had a variety of things. We've upgraded things like lockers and the like throughout the school, but mostly right now we've begun looking at Vision 2030, which gives us the opportunity to look at what do we want our school to be like when the kids that are now kindergartners are the ones getting those high scores on the ACT test as seniors, juniors and seniors in high school. So we've been having a lot of meetings, starting up general vision committee meetings, facilities, marketing and branding, those kinds of things. We're looking at personnel, what are the issues that we have to deal with there. So that's kind of looking forward. And as we're probably going to be heading into a capital campaign sometime within the next hopefully within the next year to 18 months, with completing the quad part of our building and then looking at where things would go from there, allow us to get rid of our the modulars that we have. And that will increase security, which is a big concern anymore, and then also just give us the space we need within the facility.
Manhattan area, of course, a transitory market, no doubt about it. Scott, you were just mentioning people come, people go. And you're seeing a lot of that.
Sure. We have a few military families and a couple families that are leaving for jobs. So we're losing a few kids. But, we have some military coming in as well. So we're gaining a few. Should be a wash. But we're already seeing people inquire about preschool and kindergarten next year, which is very exciting that they're thinking about it ahead of time. We will give tours at any time. We will enroll any time, and I know Tim does too, during the year. I just have given four or five tours the last month. It's one of the favorite parts of my job because I can share with the good story at MCS. But we will have our families register February 1st. It's pre-enrollment. That's what we're going to be working on in January, figuring out tuition fees and all that good stuff. I'm in the midst of the budget for next year. So it's an exciting time, but I'm very happy that we got some movement on inquiries. It's a positive thing, and I think it's going to be a very good year next year.
And, Tim, your door is always open, too.
Yeah, we've been having families that are exploring the possibilities, and some looking at second semester, some looking at next school year already. So, yeah, people are thinking, and they're looking ahead, and I think we're anticipating to see some growth as well. And we would want to let people know that while for the most part the school offices will be closed over the holiday period, if they wanted to come take a look, somebody will be around probably in the building most of the time. And it's not too late to consider enrolling for second semester.
Less than a minute left. I just want to tell you both I've enjoyed working with you. Of course, I've announced my retirement, so this will be my last chance to chat with you, but I'm sure you'll still be welcome guests here at K-Man. But, Scott, anything else you're wanting to add today before we wrap up?
No, I just want to, for my 7 years, you make me feel very welcome, and I appreciate it. And even though I was scared to death that first time, you calmed me. I still remember that first time. And so I appreciate it, and we will miss you.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, well, and Kathy, we've enjoyed being able to come in and share with you. And you look very Christmassy here today. We look bright
Station
and cheery.
Party's
so,
coming up.
Yeah, that's good. But thank you for including us and just being able to allow us to share part of the options, the Christian school options that are available here in Manhattan.
Well, thanks to both of you, Glen Hills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald and also Manhattan Catholic School Administrator Scott Holzhoff with us today. You've been listening to In Focus.
Tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, we'll have some more guests. We've got a big door open up. Yeah, Megan Doherty, the new Riley County Extension Family and Consumer Services Agent, will be joining us for the first time. Riley County Senior Center will be discussed with Jamie Ramsey and the Associate Professor of Cultural Geography at K-State, Dr. Jeffrey Smith. That's always a fascinating discussion. It's 10 a.m. CBS News is next on K-Man.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local...